Good morning, everyone. John Hockenberry here. They're kicking themselves on Wall Street this morning. Investors beginning downward as traders seem to be reacting to Barack Obama kicking the tires in announcing a 35% increase in tariffs on Chinese tire products. China responded immediately over the weekend and said that it was taking the first steps to restrict U.S. imports of chicken and auto parts. That would be from the United States into China. And China has also called for the World Trade Organization to mediate talks on an accusation that China says the U.S. is violating global trade rules by announcing those tariffs on Chinese tires over the weekend. Joining us now from Shanghai is Chris Hogg, BBC Shanghai correspondent. There's been a lot of reaction, both officially and from what we might call the street in China. Describe how you're getting this reaction, Chris Hogg.
Yeah, I think it was interesting. I mean, first of all, on Saturday morning, Shanghai time, we saw a very formulaic response from the Chinese government to President Obama's decision on Friday. It was just the usual kind of response criticizing this kind of action. But what happened over the weekend was we saw across the internet here on the various blogs and comment pages, a much more furious reaction from the netizens, as they call them. And I think that you have to remember that the Chinese government, like the Obama administration, has to pay attention to these domestic critics, although, of course, for different reasons. And so what we saw by Sunday evening, Shanghai time, was this new and quite surprising development that China was taking the first steps, launching an investigation into whether or not the Americans unfairly subsidize their exports of chickens and other poultry and auto parts to China. Now, here on Sunday, here today on Monday, we've now got China announcing that it is going to take this, as you said, to the WTO. I mean, it's a furious reaction. When you look at the language from the Chinese officials, the language that they're using is that this is the United States saying one thing, pledging that it's against protectionism, but by its actions showing that it's not.
And we've got additional reaction on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down more than 50 points this morning. The S&P is down, in a mid sort of single percentage point. And the volatility indices on all the U.S. markets are way up. What we've got here, it seems, is an announcement by Obama on Saturday of these tariffs on tires, but also we're reacting now on the third iteration. The Chinese are reacting to domestic reaction, and now the U.S. markets are reacting to Chinese reaction. This is escalating in a way that we haven't really seen before.
Yeah, I mean, this is a worry, really, because this was President Obama's first major trade policy decision. And the signal that he sent, at least as far as the Chinese are concerned, was a protectionist signal. What used to happen under President Bush was there was a lot of rhetoric. But when you actually looked at the kind of decisions that he was making, as far as the Chinese were concerned, they were decisions that was easier to live with. China is worried about this because when you look at the way the Chinese economy works, exports from the United States to China are worth 13 times more than exports to China from the United States. So if this is turns into a trade war, then China potentially can suffer a lot more from this than on the American side.
And the sort of misguided assumption would be that 8% growth in China, which is what they announced on Friday, is actually some sort of comfortable margin of growth. In fact, from the Chinese perspective, 8% growth is about as low as it can get without domestic tranquility coming unraveled.
Yeah, it's a bit like treading water in the bath, and you need to tread water in the swimming pool just to stay afloat. And treading water, the watermark, if you like, for the Chinese is 8%. That's the figure that is generally agreed by analysts to be the kind of economic growth that you need to maintain in order to create enough jobs. But the real worry for the Chinese was that even though we did have a slew of economic data that a lot of people said was more positive at the end of last week. The real worry for them is that they haven't yet created a new growth engine. That 8% growth that they have created is coming from public spending. It's coming from the Chinese tax dollars, if you like. Now, that can't go on forever. And so they need the export sector to pick up. They need the domestic market to pick up too. But the problem they've got with that is if you lose your job here or if you get sick, there's no safety net for you. So the incentive is still to save rather than spend. So they're still relying on exports. And so the idea of a looming trade war, which would damage their ability to export, is a real concern for them.
So there's certainly a jobs issue, which is why the Obama administration went after tires. There are U.S. jobs that are dependent upon the sales of domestic tires in this market. Who's misjudged here? And again, Wall Street reaction seems to be down under 1% on all the indices. Who's misjudged? Did the Chinese misjudge their domestic reaction? Did Obama misjudge the quickness of the Chinese reaction, do you think?
Well, maybe nobody misjudged. I mean, maybe this is all about high politics. I mean, don't forget that although President Obama imposed this tariff of 35% in the first year, which then falls back to smaller amounts in the second and third year, that was still much less than he'd actually been recommended by the U.S. Trade Commission. I think that they were recommending something like 55%.
Right, so, they were.
I'm sure he can argue that this was a more balanced, a more nuanced response. And on the Chinese side, I mean, they've chosen very carefully these new industries that they are targeting, because they are both industries that have a strong lobby in the United States, the car industry and the farm industry. So they've chosen very carefully. They know that if they worry those industries are able to knock on the door of the legislators there in Washington. So, you know, maybe this is all about high politics. Maybe this is actually all very clever. The real concern, though, for the United States, as far as I can see from here in China, is Washington needs Beijing to sort out a number of complex issues, to come to agreement on climate change before the end of the year, to try to ease North Korea tensions, to try to help them with Iran. This is going to make sorting out those kind of issues together a lot harder.
And indeed, if the Obama administration thought it was a conciliatory gesture by only a 35% tariff on Saturday, they're probably rethinking that this morning, as we all are. Thank you so much, Chris Hogg, BBC Shanghai correspondent, talking about what is at least a couple of shots across the bow between China and the United States.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.